Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for this time in your Word. Help us, Lord, to have understanding. Give us wisdom. I pray, Lord, that your Spirit would continue to be our teacher and our guide. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have the workbook, I'm on page 22, and today we'll be looking at Luke chapter 22, verses 41 through 46. In the observation section, it says, "How great was the distress of Jesus as he prayed to the Father that evening." Matthew tells us in his gospel that Jesus asked God three times to remove this cup. Let's compare what he said in Mark and what Luke, the physician, wrote in his gospel account. So again, we're looking at Luke chapter 22, verses 41 through 46, and we have two markings. We're going to mark every reference to Jesus, and we're going to also mark the word prayer once again with an oval, and again, the oval has an opening at the very top. Okay, verse 41, "And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray." So mark "he" and "he" for Jesus with a cross, and mark the word "pray." Verse 42, "saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." So mark "me" and "my" for Jesus with a cross. Verse 43, "Now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him." So mark "him" and "him" with a cross. "And being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground." So mark "he," mark "praying," and mark "his," "he" and "his," of course, for Jesus. Verse 45, "When he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow." So mark "he," mark "prayer," mark "he" again. And the last verse, "and said to them, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not enter into temptation." So in that verse, we're going to mark the word "pray." And I will reread the passage without interruption. And it says, "And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. When he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow, and said to them, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not enter into temptation." Okay, and we have several questions that I'd like to share with you. The first says, what do you learn about Jesus in these verses? Well, we know as this passage opened, that he withdrew from the three disciples about a stone's throw away from where they were. He knelt down and began to pray. He prayed asking the Father if he were willing to remove this cup from him. But again, he did submit to God's will. In verse 42, it says, "Yet not my will, but yours be done." Also, we read in this passage that an angel appeared to Jesus and strengthened him. We also read that he was in agony and he prayed fervently, so fervently that his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. Also, we know that he did go to his disciples, as we saw in verse 45, and he found them sleeping from sorrow. And also, he did speak with them. He asked them why they were sleeping and told them to get up and pray so that they may not enter into temptation. Okay. The second question says, Luke tells us that Jesus sweat so profusely that as he prayed, his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground, and that an angel was sent to strengthen him. What insight does this give you into Jesus's emotional and physical state at this time? Well, clearly, we read in this passage and in the previous passage that he was in distress. In verse 34 that we read in the previous episode, as you recall, it says that Jesus said, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death." Again, he was in agony. So this was an extremely emotional time. Also, I'd like to share with you what is in the insight box. And it says here that hematidrosis is a Greek word composed of two roots, both found in Luke 22:44. His sweat, hydras, became like drops of blood, aima. Hematidrosis is the process or action of sweating blood. This rare condition of sweating blood through the pores of various places in the body can be triggered by intense stress, like the immediate threat of death. Okay. And the next question says, judging by the physical response of Jesus's body and the words of his prayer, how intense was this moment and this decision for him? Well, again, his decision was to be obedient to the Father. And of course, this ultimately led to him going to the cross. Okay, so the decision, once again, was very stressful, very emotional, but he humbled himself in obedience to the Father. And the last question says, where would Jesus' decision ultimately lead him? And similar to the previous question, it would lead him, of course, to the cross. Okay. Before I close today's lesson, I'd like to share with you the wrap it up for the last several lessons. And it says here, the shepherd is about to be struck. Ultimately, the hand behind the strike is the hand of his Father, so that he, God, can become your Father. Hundreds of years earlier, Isaiah 53:10 prophetically pointed ahead to this very scene, but the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. Perhaps one of the most challenging aspects to Jesus' sacrifice is the role of the Father in it all. It can be hard for us to comprehend the idea that God the Father had such an active part in putting his own son to death, but there was no other way for our sin to be atoned for. This is why Jesus said, "Not my will, but yours be done," Luke chapter 22, verse 42. There was no other way, so he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, Philippians 2:8. And with that, the Father and the Son leave us an example of obedience and of love. If Jesus loved us so much that he was willing to obey his Father, even unto death, how far will we go in obeying our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? If the Father was pleased to crush his Son in Gethsemane for our salvation, just how amazing is his love for you and me? Let me repeat that. If the Father was pleased to crush his Son in Gethsemane for our salvation, just how amazing is his love for you and me? Amen. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.